Last year's summit promoted the disturbing vision of a digital dystopia through its Global Artificial Intelligence Governance Forum. Though the EU has announced plans to proceed with digital ID, the U.S.-backed global template for digital government has been piloted in Ukraine. That's the DIIA, Digital Illumination Interface Alliance. And I've played this for you as well, but let me remind you, this was immediately hit the ground as the Russian-Ukraine conflict began. And it was like, let's think 8 years in the future, 2030. And this is what the world is going to look like. And understand, this is an American vision. This is not something that's coming out of the Ukraine government. Ukraine is just a beta test. It's a surrogate in so many different ways. This is an American vision of the future.
Let's look 8 years ahead. 2030. The history of the new Ukraine is studied all over the globe. Why? Because Ukraine became the most digital and convenient country in the world. Scripts have replaced bureaucrats. 500,000 former public servants are successfully integrated in the new economy. No more red tape, but paperless. No more banknotes, but cashless. Yes, we became the first country to abandon paper money. Ukraine now has the best tax system for the IT industry and the most affordable e-residency. Thanks to Ukrainian engineers and programmers, the R&D centers of the world's top technology companies operate successfully, and Ukraine ranks first in the world by the number of startups per capita. Ukrainian courts are guided by artificial intelligence, and all notarial acts take place online. Ukrainian customs is fully automatic and the fastest in the world. Customs clearance and car registration can now be done in 3 clicks from your smartphone. Because of war and internal migration, we have built the most flexible and modern digital education. Brave military and civilians get quality treatment with modern remote monitoring and e-health systems. Ukraine also has the most effective cyber defense in the world. After the horrors of 2022, Ukraine focused on security systems. Now every production facility has its air defense system, and the sleep of Ukrainians is protected by an ultra-modern iron dome. The Ukrainian government is digital, more like an IT company in terms of the efficiency of implementing decisions, and one can register a land plot, start construction, open a business or get a license, and register a car or real estate from a smartphone, automatically, in 1 click. Ukraine is the freest and digital. This is all because international partners and the world's leading technology companies supported the Digital for Freedom initiative and united to help Ukraine recover through digitalization. Building a new Ukraine together, free and the fastest, brave and digital.
Yeah, pretty nightmarish scenario, isn't it? And as annoying as all of these things she's talking about are, that soundtrack sets me on edge too. It's like, what a dystopian future. But that is an American vision for them. That was produced at the very beginning of this conflict. And these people are at war defending their country. They got time to do this kind of stuff. Now, this is all funded just like everything else. Ukraine is our cat's paw. And that is the vision, not of Zelensky. He's a puppet. He's a comedian. That's the vision of the CIA. Our real government here in this country that creates the coups in Ukraine, that creates the wars and all the rest of this. And when you stop and think about this, they knew exactly this time frame. As I've pointed out over and over again, in 2019, Arestovich, who was really, it was amazing how candid he was with the media. I mean, he would say the quiet part out loud and really didn't care about it. It eventually cost him his job. When they had a drone that went down, hit an office building, and the official story was, well, those Russians are attacking residential cities. And he said, no, it was our people who shot it and took it off course, and then it hit the building. They fired him for that. But before that, it was really amazing because he went on Ukrainian television, as I pointed out many times, Alexander Arestovich. And he was, the Zelensky administration got elected on a platform of ending the civil war that had been pursued by the CIA-installed government against the eastern provinces that wanted to go with Russia. They shelled those civilian areas for 5 years, and everybody wanted to have a peace. And he was, after Zelensky got elected on that platform, Arestovich was the guy who went to the peace conference. And he went on TV, and they said, are we going to have peace? He said, no. He says, as a matter of fact, it's going to get worse. And he said, in 2022, the war is going to start. Now, how did he know that? How do you know that, unless they're designing that? And he said, and it's going to be horrible. This country is going to be devastated. She said, oh, no. He goes, yeah, but the good news is we get into NATO. See, the good news is the country gets devastated, but they get the survivors under their complete technological surveillance program that they've already put in place. And they want that same program for us. And go from Ukraine to Utah.
I don't know if you know that the office of the governor in this state 3 or 4 years ago announced explicitly that they intended to become the cradle of the fourth industrial revolution. That's in black and white from the office of the governor in 2019. So we can figure out whether it was governor he, him, or somebody else that did that. I'm not super up on Utah politics, I confess. There are 49 other states that are also on fire that I have to attend to sometimes. But the fact of the matter is that the fourth industrial revolution is one of the many names for the gigantic transformation of our entire civilization and way of life that nobody should want to be a part of. And Utah has taken it upon itself to be the national leader in that program, which could only possibly be happening if it were an extremely fake conservative state, which is, by the way, if I were a subversive communist and I wanted to try to pull off a gigantic heist, I wouldn't put it in a blatantly liberal or progressive state. I would put it in a red state where nobody's looking.
That's
right. I don't
right.
know if you know.
Or you would put it behind a New York Democrat who says he's now Republican like Trump. As I said over and over again, Hillary Clinton would have never gotten away with 2020. The conservatives would have fought her over it. That would have been the beginning of a civil war if Hillary had tried to do what Trump did. But they just stand down. Especially because you got people like Alex Jones saying it's 4D chess. He's still on our side. Even though he's doing this, he's still on our side. And even though he's creating a massive depopulation shot with a technology that nobody's ever seen before, the genetic code injection, don't worry about it. This isn't the bad vaccine of Gates, said Alex Jones. This is, and he even had a commercial cut on it. I've played that for you. So this is the good one. And you can take this. It's dead. It's weak. No, it's not even, they don't even pretend to say that it's a virus. It was mRNA. It was a genetic code injection. They said, you can take that. It's basically like sugar water. So you got people in the press like that selling you the idea that Donald Trump is on our side. And they create this phony professional wrestling at all these different globalist things. Oh, yeah, I'm going to come against NATO. I'm going to do this. Of course, he didn't, did he? But it got up his street creds. Everybody believed that he was on our side. And so just as he said, if you were going to subvert this, that's James Lindsay, by the way. He said, I would go into a Republican state and get somebody there to sell this to people. If I want to impose something like a global lockdown and fund a global genetic code injection, I'm going to use a Republican president to do that because they'll trust him. They'll trust him. That's where we are at the moment. Let me just read some of these. By the way, Greg Talent, thank you very much for the tip. Regarding the ad, Northwest Free Zone says, yes, military propaganda, absolutely. Oh, by the way, I didn't mention the fact that it's not just me making that distinction. Well, this is coming out of Ukraine, and we know that this is because Ukraine is an American puppet created by the CIA. No, actually, Samantha Powers has pushed this DIIA that was described in that propaganda video. She has pushed that. And she has, she said in December 2023, she was determined to see it exported to all nations that were under influence of the U.S. All the nations that were under the influence of the U.S. And said, we've successfully gotten it adopted in Ecuador, for example.
The David Knight Show. is a critical thinking super spreader. If you've been exposed to logic by listening to the David Knight Show, please do your part and try not to spread it. Financial support or simply telling others about the show causes this dangerous information to spread farther. People have to trust me. Trust the science. Wear your mask. Take your vaccine. Don't ask questions.
Using free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.